Good afternoon and welcome to the Tech Central podcast. My name is Daniel Robus, and this is the last of my out-of-town recordings from a beautiful Cape Town. It's a magnificent afternoon, and we thought it was good to end our Cape Town tour by inviting a lady leader in IT for our last session. We've got Mialeti Shikombane from Huawei, who is the Enterprise Product Manager for IP. And Mialeti has recently had brought a new human into the world. So she's actually on maternity leave. And for that, I just want to honor you for coming onto our podcast and say thank you so much for joining us. And this is going to be an audio-only session, so you get my face for a change. Mialeti, welcome to the podcast. How are you feeling with a new 1 week old in the home?
Hi, Daniel. I'm feeling all sorts of emotions. There's a whole lot of, you know, emotions that come with having a newborn. However, as a mother, as a wife, I still have to, you know, get the household going, keep a whole lot of other things running. So, yeah, I'm feeling all sorts of emotions. However, it's all good emotions at the moment.
I'm glad. You know, I was telling you that I've got a lot of experience with newborns coming through my house, and I know the turmoil that comes with it. And I just want to honor you for that. And I want to say, juggling career and babies, you just big up. And We really admire moms that are going through this, who manage to balance career and work, which is essentially what I want to cover today. And what exactly is your role at Huawei?
So at Huawei, at Pinnacle, I'm working for Pinnacle under the Huawei brand. So I'm under the Huawei brand. I'm an IP product manager. Yes. So under my portfolio, my expertise is to know all the product set under the IP space, as well as to, you know, understand the technical requirements for whatever, you know, situation that I need to apply them to.
Okay. How did you get into that? That sounds very exciting. What did you study? What's your history? Where's your background?
So I studied, sure, my background is quite as many teenagers coming out of high school. I studied BCom Economics at first with the University of Pretoria. I then, you know, halfway through decided it's not my passion. My father's the one who drove me in that direction, essentially. And I somehow found my feet along with the modules that I'd been doing, you know, at Tux. So eventually I decided I wanted to do IT. That is where my passion and love for technology started. And I've been in the networking space for over 12 years now.
Awesome. Awesome. That's quite an interesting move to move into networking. And you've been there for about 12 years working in this environment. What's the high point of your career so far?
Sure. The high point of my career, honestly, this role has been the high point of my career, simply because it's a well-rounded portfolio. So it enables you to sort of run your own business as a CEO to as little as, you know, doing the operations stuff, going to the warehouse and ensuring that your stock is there.
You're going back. You were saying the high point of your career is that it's like running your own business, but you also doing the operational side, hey?
Yes, yes. So I've been fortunate enough to have a manager that, you know, allows us and wants us to understand the business holistically.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. As a leader in IT and a female leader in IT, what's the biggest compliment you've received so far?
Sure. There have been a lot, but the one that, honestly, the one that stands out for me was someone asked me, how do you do it? You are unbreakable. And it's funny because as a woman, and I think you know this, women have so many hormones running through their body. We emotional beings and so forth. I took it in as, you know, thank you, but I'm not unbreakable. Mm-hmm. At the back of my head, I had all the times I went to the bathroom to cry because someone didn't talk to me the way that I thought they should have, you know, all those little mm-hmm. things. However, someone recognizing that during or when I'm with the people, my employees, the people that I work with, my colleagues, I'm able to hold it down. How, even though I'm, you know, as much woman, as much human as everyone else.
Do you find it difficult to deal? I'm just going to, I want to rephrase this question. So I'm going to ask it again. Do you find it difficult to maintain your femininity whilst still being a strong leader? Or do you think Pinnacle and the Huawei area allows you to do both?
I think Pinnacle and Huawei allows me personally to do both. I've had days when I'm able to go to my manager and just be a human being and just be a woman, you know. At the same time, I think this is, and it goes to everyone in the professional space. You have to bear in mind that your professional hat has always got to be on, you know. So as soon as you're done with the emotional stuff, you need to literally flush it away. As one of my mentors have said, you know, you need to flush away the pity party, get back to the space and chin up, do what you need to do.
I love that. And the antithesis of that question, what's the insult that you've received that you are most proud of, and what did you do about it?
Funny, with the new birth, it would have been that you're a mother of four, you know, and it's not an insult per se. However, in the professional space, it's the way that it was relayed. It was relayed as, you know, how are you going to do this? You don't strike me as someone who has the capacity to do this. And this was literally when I was just walking in. I was highly pregnant at that time. I was just walking in to a new, one of the new resellers we have. And, you know, they're like, you don't strike me as someone that, you know, has got what it takes. And how many kids you have? This is my fourth, a mother of four, you know. So that was a bit, okay, what does it have to do with why I'm here? But however, at the same time, it's like, yeah, I'm a mother of four and I'm doing this. So
awesome. Yeah, Leti, what would your parents describe you do every day? How would they describe what you do every day?
So my parents, just to give you a little background of who my parents are, I'm from a small town in Giani, in Limpopo. So that is, you know, quite remote. And even in terms of technical technology knowledge, it's very limited. However, and my mom is 65, my dad is 65, so they come from, you know, a very different era. So when I once had a Wi-Fi 6 thing, and I sent it to them. I had a link and I sent it to them. I'm like, oh, look what's happening, you know, this is Wi-Fi. So my dad is like, oh, what is this? What is it like? I'm like, no, this is just, you know, I'm just talking about Wi-Fi 6, et cetera. And, you know, I'm making it sound nice. And he had no idea. He's like, oh, so he calls me my love. He says, my love, so what are you doing now? I'm like, no, this is what I explained to him nicely. He still doesn't get it. He's like, oh, okay, so what is it, you know? But all they know is that I whatever I do has to do with routers. They don't know what a router is, but they can say, no, she's in the routing and switching space. Even though they don't know what it looks like or what it does. But, you know, I just said, if anyone asks you what I do, just tell them that, you know, I'm in the IP space.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I love seeing how we cross these generational gaps, and it's coming for us as well. Our kids are learning some stuff. As a mom in the workplace, as I often find it interesting that I ask this question, because it should be no different for me as a dad. But but there seems to be a responsibility both culturally and societally that's expecting moms to be different from executive dads. So I'm going to phrase it, I don't care, you're at work, you got to get stuff done, you're a working lady.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you balance your time with your kids and Huawei, which is a really big environment, high pressure environment? How do you do that?
Okay, so I've been fortunate enough to work for a lot of large businesses, companies, and in that time I've learned or I've understood the requirement with each job that you know. So for me, how do I balance it all out? Work is important. It's for me, it's a 50-50 situation. Work is important. My family is important. A lot of people mm-hmm. beg to differ. However, both are important. Livelihood mm-hmm. is also important. So for me, you'll find me working late hours at the office. That is who I am. I have my cutoff hour. I won't tell you what it is. But I have my cutoff hour where I say this is by this time I have to be done. And the one other thing that helps me is that because I put in so many hours, at work, I'm able to, when I knock off, just remove that hat. And just when I get home, I focus. It's my family. It's family time. And that's not to say that, you know, the line never gets crossed, you know, between the two. Mm-hmm. You might find that you're at home, something urgent comes up. My kids know. So like, I think you've heard in the beginning of our session, my kids were saying, hello, mommy. I just got out of the bedroom, you know, but as soon as I say, I show them that I literally just have to show them I'm in a meeting, they give me a thumbs up and run away, you know. So they too are in, you know, they understand what mommy's doing, what is required of mommy. And they know very well, you know, I've made sure that they know that as soon as mommy's done, you've got my 100% attention.
Awesome. I'm so glad. You know, on an aside, what I do is from 5 until 7:30, I don't take phone calls because then I'm home. And most nights, we all entrepreneurs in our own small way. I work, but it's not before 7:30. So that's my kind of balance idea. You're a little bit over 18 now. If you could go back and give 18-year-old Nialeti some advice, what would it be?
Wow. Sure. The first thing I tell her is, don't be scared. Go for it. This is the one thing that I'm still learning. I've learned throughout my career. I've learned throughout my school days. We are always hesitant in our approach, and that causes a lot of mistakes, you know. And it just brings about a lot of self-doubt. And so I'll just say to her, go for it. The one strong advice that my dad gave me, I remember when I was going to varsity, I was 17, and my dad said to me, my love, the one thing that I didn't teach you, life is going to teach you. And unfortunately, life is going to be harsh when it does so. And he said, I'm sorry, but I couldn't teach you everything, you know. And so, you know, 18-year-old Nialeti needs to understand that, she's got to be strong. She's got to go out there. Nothing, absolutely nothing will happen if you break it. The only thing that can happen is that you will learn from it and you will be stronger. You'll be wiser and, you know, you'll just keep on thriving. So that's, for me, 18-year-old Nialeti was very soft. She was very meek, if I can put it like that. She was a small town girl. She just needed confidence and to be strong and to just go for it. Be a go-getter. Never doubt. If you fail, you fail because, and you must fail, and you must be confident in your failure. I don't know if there's such a thing,
but absolutely.
You take ownership. Yes, you take ownership because that was a decision that you made. Go for it. Whatever it is, go for it. It might just be all right. It might just be your greatest decision ever, you know. Yeah. So that's the advice that I'd give to 18-year-old Unity. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And I think that as young women entering the workforce, I think that's solid advice. If you think about where you are and you think about the work that you are doing and you think about the obstacles you've had to overcome, what is the one lesson your job's taught you that you think everyone should learn at some point in their time, apart from being confident in your failure?
Sure. Many, many things that it's taught me. But the one thing, I'm more of a, if I can say, a humanitarian. Okay. In what you do, whatever you do, know that it affects, it's not just about you. It affects everybody else in the team. Yeah. Sometimes you literally have to, you know, carry, even if it's not physically, or obviously not physically, I should hope not. If you have to carry them, you know, you just emotionally, sometimes you'll have to carry your team emotionally.
Yes.
You know, so it's not just, it's never about you. It's never just about you. Mm. It's about the whole picture. It's about the full picture. It's about everyone involved and how they will be affected.
Okay. Then going back to being a lady in the workplace, a strong, vibrant female, what is a common myth about a female leader in your area that you would like to dispel now? What is a misconception?
The fact that women are emotional decision makers, okay, that for me has been the most common, you know, myth. And it's not always so. We might be emotional, but, you know, like I previously said, we are able to take off certain hats and put on the ones that are required at the time, you know. And, you know, being, so what if we're emotional as well? You know, it comes from a compassionate place. It comes from a good place. Mm-hmm. But the one myth is that the decisions that we made are based on emotions. It's not always so. Mm-hmm. We look at facts. We are as much human as our male colleagues. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I might get, you know, in trouble for saying this, sometimes better, because we've got that compassion. We've got that extra, you know, that extra side of us that allows us to decide holistically. So in terms of decision making, you know, women have always been questioned our motives and where it's coming from. And, oh, is it that time of the month? Or is it the time of the, I don't know, they call it the moon and the stars or something, you know. So that's the one myth that it gets to me. You know, I sort of cringe every time someone wants to, you know, question my decision if it's based on the right. So decision making. Okay. We are well capable. Yeah, we know we're solid. We are very solid.
Solid. Nialeti, solid. If you look at the youth that are coming through now, what are the three pieces, a piece of advice that you would give to them? Not even three pieces. I've got three questions for you now. Piece of advice for the youth coming through from all backgrounds in South Africa, male or female, what would you say as they enter this workforce?
Sure. Well, I'd say to the youth people, you need to have a drive inside of you. You need to show physically in your walk and everything, your mannerisms, that you are a go-getter and you can make things happen. A lot of our youth are very, and understandably so, it's the times have changed, everything has changed, but there's a lot of entitlement going on, you know. You feel you should, why shouldn't I have? Never give up. Keep fighting. You need to have that fighting spirit inside of you. You need to, if you have to be hard, you make yourself hard on the outside, you know, and just keep fighting. Go for it. We need a youth that are go-getters. We need a youth that are strong emotionally, and they can handle each and every single hurdle that, you know, life throws at them. So excellent. For the youth, Yeah, that's the message.
So, I mean, we mixed a lot of metaphors there. You touched on entitlement. I thought you were going to go there and say, listen, get off your ass and go and do some work. But you would never say that. You would never say that.
So as a lady. As a lady.
Thank you so much for that. Between now and the next 3 minutes, I'm going to ask you a question which is work related, but I want to know a little bit about you. What are three movies you would recommend to my audience and why?
Wow. I'm not a movie person. So I'm those people that fall asleep 5 minutes into the movie.
Sleepless in Seattle. Okay, go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my husband gives me a lot of grief for that. But so three cool. movies. Sure, wow. Three movies. Lots of digging I'd have to do. I can give you one. Avengers. Avengers.
Okay. This is a lady I can work with. You rock the house.
Yes, that's the one movie I never fell asleep. I watched it from start to end, and it is quite long. You've got to give me that.
You've got to tell me. I do look like Thor, don't I? Don't I look like Thor? Come on.
You try.
All right, my last question, my summary question. I know you've got duties to get to. You're on maternity leave. You shouldn't be speaking to me, but... what's the one question, bearing in mind it's Women Month, bearing in mind you're here as an IT leader from Pinnacle and you're looking at Huawei, what's one question you wish that I had asked you and how would you have answered that?
So not so much a question, but how do I put it? Not a statement, but just you'll decide what it is. I'm just going to say it.
Do it. Come on, Alice, go.
So you know, as women, being at Women's Month, I think that it's important for women. This is the one thing that a lot of women in the workplace or in the professional space, let me call it that, we hit heads, if I can put it like that. The type of leader you are as a woman. I think that it's important for me to say that there are different types of women leaders. There are the motherly type, you know, if I can put it like that. There's the strong so-called you know, sort of impersonating the male, our male colleagues, you know, kind of woman leader. And for me, I'm saying this because I want us as women and in leadership specifically to accept each other and just to hold each other's hands and you know, help grow and strengthen each other the way that we are. It's okay, you know, it's okay to, it's like the you know, when you go to an interview and they ask you, what's your management style? I think it's sort of similar to that. It's okay to be the kind of manager who is, you know, sort of motherly and soft and warm. Like you'll find that throughout our interview, I didn't talk about big words and, you know, all, but it does not change who you are. It does not change what you bring. It does not change what you can do. So I'd like for women to embrace themselves as they are, because that is your best, that is how you will best get results, being you, being the way that you are. You might be, you know, a cocky, funny comedian kind of a leader, you know. You might be the kind of leader that is stern and, you know, you don't laugh with colleagues. That is okay. Whichever kind of woman leader you are, it is okay. As long as you know what you're doing, you get the results. It's all about the results. It's all even about the results.
Even if you take out that woman, you're just a leader. You're just
a leader.
All right.
Exactly.
Nialeti, you have been an outstanding guest. Thank you for giving us time when you're actually on maternity leave. Thank you for sharing with us at the end of this Women's Month. We want to honor you for your new baby. We want to wish you all the best for this. We want to wish you the best at Pinnacle and with Huawei. And just everything of the best, and just go from strength to strength. I think you dropped the mic on the last bit. I'm okay. You're okay. We're going to be different, and together we're going to meet and make the world a better place through IT. For that, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to say Tech Central, it's been an amazing week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we go and do something interesting that makes South Africa a better place. From me to Nialeti and the whole Pinnacle team, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.